afternoon, and welcome to Variations on a Theme here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson, 96.5 FM in Crawford Bay, and 107.5 FM in New Denver, BC. My name is Mossung Miles, and thank you for tuning in today. Well, we've been doing a lot of spring themes here on Variations on a Theme since we started in March, and we're going to go with another one like that today. Many of you are probably out there digging up dirt, planting seeds in your gardens. So that is the theme today, is gardens. Do a bunch of different genres. We'll hear some classic rock with the Beatles and the Guess Who. Rock a little bit harder with Pearl Jam and SNFU, as well as some new acts like Haley Sales and the Bright Light Social Hour. Let's get started with a new act. This one is from Toronto, a band called Zeus. They actually are the backing band for musician Jason Collette, who plays sometimes with Broken Social Scene. And they are an excellent band in their own right as well. So they'll start us off with an old-fashioned murder ballad, the song The River by the Garden.
Diamond mines are closed, and the forest knows it's old. I have walked through the river by the garden. Nothing there to see other than the trees. I have walked through the river by the garden. I have walked through the river by the garden. She found another man. She don't know how badly she has hurt me. Well, I could hurt her too if I wanted to. She don't know how badly I could hurt her. My heart keeps breaking every morning. In the river by the garden. When she turned her back, that's when I had my chance. Yeah, I left a mark in the river by the garden. Yeah, I that river by the garden. My heart keeps breaking every morning. Keeps aching every night. My heart keeps aching every morning. And my eyes are sick of crying. Yeah, my eyes are sick of crying.
The group The Minus Five. It's a bit of a rock super group, collaboration of a number of different artists. That song was called The Family Gardener, and it's from the 2003 album Down with Wilco, which, as you might guess from the title, had a lot of contributions from Wilco, and Jeff Tweedy of Wilco was singing on that song as well. And starting off the show before that was Toronto group Zeus with the song The River by the Garden, and that's from their 2010 album Say Us. Well, I will continue with the gardens theme, and gardens, I found, are often used as political metaphors, places that could be spoiled, places that should be kept pristine, just things like that, but in a way of expressing a political sentiment. So let's hear something from Vancouver Island singer-songwriter Haley Sales about that. Here she is with the song, Not in His Garden.
Things are wilting everywhere, but not in his garden. Lack of water everywhere, but not in it down. Turn back the clocks and step back, and spring might come around. My littleness begotten. You're quite a stubborn bird. If we can't make you open, we will take it out in blood.
We'll make a man out of you, yeah. We will plant brambles in your bed. Just close your eyes and count to ten. This is as good as it will get. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Who is our little willow, willow weeping? Flutter to your knees. The untold before me, oh, the possibilities. Thank you for the warning, but I still see the sun. A little global warming never hurt no one.
We'll make a man out of you, yet a crown of thorns around your head. Get off your knees and have a look. This is as good as it will get.
You've always been a failure, but now you're bearing strange new fruit. The insides are all useless, but the rest is fertile, so I will take the belt from off the hook
and watch the garden grow.
That was the Dresden Dolls from Boston. Describes themselves as a Brechtian punk cabaret. I try to apply that to the song you just heard and see if that makes sense. But that was a song called The Gardener from their album No Virginia that was released in 2008. Before that was Neil Young with the song After the Garden. That one came from his protest album Living with War, released in 2006. And starting off that set of three was Haley Sales, a singer-songwriter from Vancouver Island, with the song Not in His Garden, and that featured Donovan Frankenreiter as well. Trio of kind of political songs and taking us down an ominous road there in the end, definitely giving the impression that gardens aren't always fantastic places to be. So with that, let's continue in that vein right now with a song that's musically similar, but also similar in tone, I guess, as well, and in theme. So here is PJ Harvey with the song The Garden.
And he was walking in the garden. Little kiss.
misleading perfection of her soul. Cautiously quick, I don't question her existence. I just question all modern needs.
Jam from their debut album 10 with the song Garden. Definitely going back 20 years there. Amazing to think that it was 20 years ago. And before that was the song The Garden from PJ Harvey from another 90s album. This one, 1998's Is This Desire. Just got a couple announcements here from the community. Selkirk College's Fine Woodworking students announced their upcoming annual year-end show being held at the Nelson Trading Company building located at 402 Baker Street from Friday, May 27th through Sunday, May 29th. The The show will be open on Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The opening reception will take place on Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. For more information on the Fine Woodworking Program at Selkirk College and to view an online photo gallery of student and faculty work, visit www.selkirk.ca/trades/fine-woodworking. As well, The Oxygen presents their annual Oxygen Art Market on Friday, May 27th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, May 28th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, May 29th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This Oxygen fundraiser is a studio sale of multiple original works by over 30 area artists. Artists in support of artist-run culture. With budgets from $10 to $10,000, there is a wide variety of exceptional work to discover. The Oxygen Art Market will be located at the Oxygen Art Center, 320 Vernon Street, Alley Entrance. For more information, visit oxygenartcenter.org. Again, this is Variations on a Theme here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson. Much appreciate you tuning in today. Our theme is gardens, and been an interesting take on gardens so far. Gardens used as political metaphors, gardens as ominous places, which you could see that, dark hanging plants, you know, getting lost in the garden. It could be kind of scary. So we're going to continue with the rocking vibe that Pearl Jam had us on, but take it maybe in a bit of a lighter topical direction, maybe not lighter, just more sarcastic and humorous than ominous. Here's something from the from Canadian punk legends SNFU, the song Better Homes and Gardens.
Start flashing. atomic.
Couple of punk legends there. That was Bad Religion with the song Atomic Garden. That's from their 1992 album Generator. And before that was SNFU with a great, and I love that song. I love the thought of getting your home, being your goal to get your home in better homes and gardens. So that was the name of the song as well as the name of the well-known magazine. And that's from their 1986 album If You Swear, You'll Catch No Fish. So we'll take a detour from that punk road. We're going to take travel back in time to the late 60s now. And, you know, the gardens that we've been addressing here, you know, they've been a little dark, you know, maybe used as political statements. But they can also just be plain old, happy, fun places to spend your time and just, you know, enjoy your day, even if they are underwater. As the Beatles say here in the song, Octopus's Garden.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been. In his octopus's garden, in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden, in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would shout about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy.
tell us what to do. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Once upon a time, there was a garden on a high hill, green and bluff and round against the sea. There the sun came and the rain pouring down. The garden grew and flourished and splattered bits of color on the ground. And it took shape and symmetry and all of life abound. But there came winds, driven and howling. There came snow, and I feared for the garden, so I built a wall, and I built another, and roofed it over. Strong, and kept it from the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. The killing cold could not get in, but when the sun came, and the gentle rain of spring, they could not reach the garden behind those walls. It would have died safely, securely died. But as I I tore the walls all down. The garden still a long way coming down.
to stand in your garden, but you're too tall. You're much too tall, yeah. You win the hand I throw my cards in. You watch me fall. You watch me fall. It's a long way coming down. Ladders in your eye for a Wednesday in your garden. I think that I would die. Shot me down, Mama, you shot me down on the ground. I watched the sky above me harden, and your black gown, your long black funeral gown. It's a long way coming down. Ladders in your eye for a Wednesday in your garden. A thing.
That was a Canadian classic rock group, The Guess Who, capping off that trio of songs in the late 60s, all within a three-year period, really. That was A Wednesday in Your Garden from their debut album, Wheatfield Soul, released in 1968. And before that was The Byrds with David Crosby singing there with the song Mind Gardens. I thought that was an interesting take on the protection of your mind and your protecting yourself at the risk of alienating yourself. And that's from the album Younger Than Yesterday, released in 1967. And starting off that set of three was The Beatles with Octopus's Garden from the album Abbey Road, released in 1969. We'll sign off a little early today because sometimes we like to leave you with an epic tune here on Variations on a Theme. So here's something from Austin, Texas group The Bright Light Social Hour. A bit of a southern rock style epic, kind of reminiscent of Lynyrd Skynyrd or My Morning Jacket. And it's a song that they often use to close out their live shows. So we're going to use it to close out our show today as well. So here's The Bright Light Social Hour with the song Garden of the Gods. Take care and see you next week.
one more city falls into